Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again.
News today.
Well, Trump spoke to a crowd of around 50,000 people yesterday. The corporate media said 25,000, but I've seen the numbers. It was at least 50,000. We had some crew there covering it. And he did a great job. He also, on Friday, after we criticized him for his death and destruction comment, tweeting a picture of a baseball bat, and we don't need that, he deleted it. So that's a good thing. We're winning this nonviolently. We don't need to step into the provocateur actions. And speaking of that, before we play a few of these clips, there is a new video that's been released of the Metro Police behaving just like Ray Epps, telling people break in, go over the barriers, go into the building. So we have the new videos coming out of that. I mean, this was a total and complete setup. We've got that tonight. But here's a few clips of Trump in Central Texas last night in Waco. He said either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. Totally true. Says this is the final battle. Here's the clips.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again. And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again.
Well, he could have done a lot better job when he first got in, but I think he's awake to what's happening and going on now. I definitely like everything I'm hearing from Trump. Now, mainstream news is reporting that the DeSantis donors are telling him drop out before he ever announces. Trump comes out and says very unlikely DeSantis will be his running mate. This attempt to have him arrested has really blown up in their face and shows how disconnected the establishment is. But Trump does look like he's lost about 40 pounds. I like to look without the red tie, but I really like the things he's saying, the things he's doing. Jack Posobiec said, born too late to explore the earth, born too early to explore the galaxy, born just in time to make America great again. Wow. Trump describes 2024 election as the final battle from podium in Waco. The witch hunt against me is dead. Trump says Manhattan DA tricked by fraud star witness wasn't into horse face Stormy. And it just goes on from there. But I do have to say Trump looked really good yesterday. He looked younger than when he ran 7 years ago. Weird stuff going on. Huge. Trump says he thinks Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has dropped the case against him. Trump deletes post that threatens DA Alvin Bragg. Yeah, why'd he do that? With an image of himself with a baseball bat. Like he's in that movie, The Untouchables, or something. We just don't need that, folks. So I'm very glad Trump deleted that, and maybe we can not walk in right into their trap and call for violence. That would be really... And he's like, well, they do it all the time. I understand that. Democrats do a lot of horrible things. Doesn't mean we have to act like them. So that's some of what we've got here tonight. I want to open the phones up, coming up, specifically on Trump. And what you think of him obviously being the massive front runner. And the media is spinning it. Well, he'll just lose again like 2 years ago in 2 years. So, oh, because you stole the election? I mean, we all know that. I mean, sure, you say it's not the case. The evidence is overwhelming. But can they beat a massive super tsunami? Because you see, so many Republicans stayed home because they believed the background noise that trust the plan, Trump's invincible, he will win, no problem. Just trust the plan, stay home, suck your thumb. But people now realize that's not the case. We're covering this and so much more today. It's a big live Sunday, March 26th, transmission. Stay with us. I want to be 100% clear with everybody on this live Sunday, March 26th, 2023 broadcast. Whether Trump is for real or not, the deep state hates his guts and is scared of him because they see him as a power rival. And whether he's 100% real or not, when he gets up and says we have a world corporate government destroying our borders, our families, our culture that's criminal, and the corporate media is your enemy, and they're trying to devalue the dollar and destabilize our country, and it's us or them, and we either take them out or they take us out politically. That's all completely true. And saying that energizes the awakening to levels never before seen. Just like I told you in the last 6 months, used to, it was not popular to talk about world government, the New World Order, even though it was all true. Now, everybody from Russell Brand to Elon Musk to Joe Rogan's on board to Tucker Carlson. Tucker's been doing it for a long time. He's certainly not a Johnny come lately. But everybody else is starting to be a Johnny come lately, which is fine. We're really winning right now on so many fronts when it comes to hearts and minds. So that's a big deal. Trump was on fire yesterday in Waco, and so was Matt Gaetz, so was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I didn't go. We had some crew there covering it, but I got to tell you, it was amazing. More hardcore stuff said at that rally than have been said in the last 6-7 years of Trump combined. So Trump is definitely born again hard, as they call it, and I think they'll probably try to assassinate him or something. This is just insane. I'm mad at him about the poison shots and don't trust him. But even Jared and his daughter say they're not involved with Trump now to distance themselves. That's good. So it looks like he's got all the Hollywood wannabe scum away from him and is doing a lot better. Now, I certainly am not delusional, but again, I'm going to say it one more time. You don't say things like this. You don't speak truths like this and it not have a huge effect against the enemy. Somebody that is working for the New World Order does not say stuff like this. I think all of his kind of reckless statements about death and destruction and we're going to overthrow you and all this is not a good thing. Could have been better thought out, but is a good thing when it comes to showing that it's not a good thing in action. But it's, in a way, a good thing showing he is completely out of control, meaning they do not control him at all. I think it's very easy to gauge that and to see that, and that's why they hate him. Not that he wasn't aligned with them on some issues, but in the main, in general, this is an amazing time to be alive right now. This is not just Trump. Populism, nationalism, anti-globalism, pro-free market, pro-God, pro-family, information is paramount now all over the world. People really get there's a choice between nationalism and populism and freedom and the tyranny of the Great Reset and the New World Order and the UN and all the rest of it. So simply incredible. I got a bunch of these clips. I already played these once when the first little segment. I'm going to air them again. I'm just going to air them again because they're powerful, and I'll air the MTG clip and then the other Trump clip I didn't get to. But let's air the MTG clip first. Then let's play Trump, either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state, which is true. Trump with the final battle, and then Trump for the public schools. And we'll come back from break and hit all the rest of the news and open the phones up and take your calls and so much more tonight. Stay with us.
Biden and the Democrats have created one dumpster fire after another. But the most terrifying is the two-tiered injustice system. Just yesterday, I led an oversight committee delegation into the D.C. jail. And again, I witnessed the devastating effects on the pretrial January 6th detainees, who were the true political prisoners and are at the mercy of the Biden regime. Meanwhile, Antifa and BLM domestic terrorists are still out free roaming the streets. Biden and Merrick Garland are even trying to throw a man in jail for making memes during the 2016 election. The case of Douglas Mackey should scare every single American. Without free speech, we can never win the information war. But the most terrifying thing of all is how the Democrats have weaponized the government against President Trump, all for the crime of beating Hillary Clinton and winning the 2016 presidential election. We don't consider that a crime, do we? No, we elected him. We elected him in 2016, and we also elected him in 2020, didn't we? But now the radical New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg has initiated yet another phony witch hunt against President Trump. That's right, boo. This attack is an egregious weaponization of our justice system designed to influence the 2024 presidential race. Since before President Trump was sworn in, radical left Democrats, or should we say communist Democrats, have attacked him with Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this from the Manhattan DA. This is nothing but a witch hunt against President Trump, and he is completely innocent. Election interference, and we refuse to look at it any other way. Radical left communist Democrats and the New York District Attorney's Office are politicizing our justice system to influence the 2024 presidential race, but they're really hijacking our freedoms and destroying what it means to be an American. This is unprecedented. Never before has a former president been charged, a former innocent president. America's enemies are desperate to stop President Trump because he is the only one who can stop them. He is the only one who can defeat the radical communist Democrats. I want you to know, as hard as we work in the House of Representatives, where it's the only place we have Republican control, we cannot accomplish the America First agenda without President Trump in the White House. We have to take back the Department of Justice. You have to understand, they're not just coming after President Trump. They are coming after you. And President Trump is just the only one standing in their way.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be. We're at a very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down, and festering corruption, or we evict Joe Biden and the Democrats from the White House and we make America great again.
Well, I've called for this for decades. The rest of the clips when we come back after the break. But you cannot argue with the rhetoric. The rhetoric itself changes the playing field forever. It's the one thing the enemy can't stand is being identified, as I've told you 5,000 times. I'm getting chills right now. So when Trump came out against nuclear war, I still had issues with him, but I said he was better than DeSantis. He just went way ahead of DeSantis, and we'll open the phones up. I know a lot of you are pissed at Trump. I've been pissed as well, and I'm certainly not lackadaisical that he's going to save us, but you cannot lie that type of rhetoric from the president, the former president, the Republican frontrunner in every poll, 25 to 30 points ahead of DeSantis, 30 points ahead of Biden right now. He would just destroy him completely. Yeah, they stole the election, but by a margin. Trump surged so much that they have no way of winning now. If they held the election next week, he'd win by 30 points. Everybody knows it. So, wow, this is quite the moment, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order is in deep crap. They can't survive talk like this from Trump. I mean, let me tell you, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.